Let's go to car sales. July is normally a big year since the year was split for car sales, but July 2019 new car sales, they're down 9.7%. And Ger Toer, Chief Commercial Officer with the car selling website carsireland.ie, is with us. Ger, what can we attribute this to? Brexit, presumably?
You've hit the nail on the head, Christopher. Brexit is the main factor. Since Brexit was announced, new car sales have fallen by 20%, and each reg period that goes by, while there's still a lot of uncertainty, it's getting worse and worse. And the question is now, you know, where do we go next? There's not much more room for it to fall any further without having a very serious impact on the industry.
July, of course, splitting the year into two registration periods was the idea behind it was to even out the year, I think, to give car showrooms the opportunity to keep an even business book throughout the year. But the sort of decline, an almost 10% decline this July compared to the previous one, what will that mean?
Yeah, initially that did work. You know, for a little while it did even out the business across the year. But that novelty has since worn off, and in actual fact, it's becoming much more of a detrimental situation than you would have ever expected. And garages now, they find themselves in a situation like 9.7% down year on year from July 2018. For the year overall, new car sales are down 7.7%. And while that's happening, used imports are up. Used private registrations are up 12.2% in the month year on year, and are up 4.1% overall. So it doesn't take a wizard to figure out where the sales are going. Franchise dealers around the country are not getting to sell their new cars. People are travelling to north of Ireland and to the UK, and they're spending their money there. And if this continues, if you keep going this trend, jobs will be lost within the motor industry around the country.
Ger, bleak thought, but thank you very much. That's Ger Toer of Cars Ireland for us this lunchtime.